Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Oh, yeah. 626. It is opening day here in Cincinnati. Try that in a small town. You might want to try that at the ballpark because baseball starts today. And every year, you know, there's new foods, especially Great American Ballpark. I got to go down and try some of them the other day.
Yeah.
And we got some good stuff, guys. This year, you can get Skyline Nachos. Who doesn't? I mean, come on. For years, they would always be like, get Skyline Chili, and you go, can I put these on my nachos? No,
please?
We're not allowed to do
just
that.
Just dump it on there.
Now they are. So Skyline Nachos, I tell you something I really enjoyed was the Montgomery Inn Brisket Hoagie.
Oh, God,
it was so good. Yeah, and then last but not least of the new things you might want to find and try at GABP this year, the 50 West Nacho Dip Burger. It's a cheeseburger in the middle. It's got like a deep fried tortilla. So it's real crunchy when you bite it. Of course, it comes with a side of nacho cheese.
For you to dip.
You dip the burger in before you take a bite. And it was delicious. So, that's what's going on at Great American Ballpark on top of all the normal things, but all around the country.
Everybody's getting in on like different, you know, foodie creations at T-Mobile Park for the Seattle Mariners. Crab pizza.
Oh.
It's topped with warm butter, dill, thyme, parmesan, lemon.
Crab is like the new topping.
It's so weird.
You get crab fries at Oracle Park in San Francisco.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
Similar, just crumbled on top.
So these ones that are kind of on the coast, they have a lot of seafood options for
which
you.
Which I would be trying, but then you got to go back to like the classic dogs, you know.
Oh, they're going crazy now.
Yeah, the Baltimore Orioles, they have the Warehouse Dog. It's a foot-long all-beef hot dog topped with horseradish-infused brick sauce, crispy onions, and pit beef queso fundido.
My gosh.
Served on a foot-long pretzel bun.
Oh, my.
I know.
Yes. Oh, but they go bigger. Have you heard of the boomsticks that are out there?
Boomsticks?
Yeah, the Twins, Target Fields, have a boomstick, 2-foot-long hot dog.
2 feet?
Covered
what?
With everything. Yeah, jalapenos, onions. They even make one in a Philly cheesesteak style.
How do you hold that?
Well, two people.
They you got to have a bunny.
In Texas, too, and they say it's a 2-person, 2-foot hamburger boomstick. Topped with cheese, jalapenos, chili, and onions.
I think they're just trying to outdo each other.
That's
huge. But then another thing, I'm like, let's look at the desserts for a minute.
Yeah,
okay, because you know that's big and around here getting a little ice cream in the Reds helmet. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, you can still do that. The soft serve helmets.
Yeah, well, the White Sox, oh my gosh, they have a campfire chocolate milkshake. This thing is huge. It's topped with graham crackers, toasted marshmallow, and it's served in a souvenir sundae cup. But the picture of it, I feel like you're going to need two people for that.
Yeah, they're going all in on the sweets. They have the Sunday Donuts milkshake in New York at Citi Field. It's a milkshake with sprinkles and a huge glazed donut on top, finished with your choice of popcorn or Oreo crumbles.
What?
This is insanity.
And a donut burger, too. Would you consider that a dessert? Because I make my donut ham sandwiches.
Usually I'm like, hey, keep your desserts off my entree, but a donut burger.
You're not turning down. Yeah. All right.
This is the best.
Oh, yeah.
I might just have to go search this out. Go all the way to Twins Ballpark for their PB&J bacon sandwich.
Or you can just make one here, Stat.
I think I'm going to have to make one
here. That brown sugar bacon.
Yeah.
Well,
now you're talking. Yeah. Let's get with Arby's.
Enjoy your opening day and your food.
And now we're all starving.
It is 6:29.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
Oh, we got a good one for opening day today. Manager of the Skyline Chili in downtown Cincinnati, Skyline Sue, is here. Hey, girl.
Hey, guys.
Happy opening day.
Thank you.
Are you expecting big crowds in the downtown Skyline after the parade?
Oh, they'll be lined both sides of our store to get in here.
All right. You got a good opening day joke for us. Let's have it, Skyline Sue.
Why did the scarecrow become a baseball player?
I don't know. Why did the scarecrow become a baseball player?
Because he was outstanding in the field.
Oh, my God.
Can't get one past him, can you, Sue?
No.
Happy opening day, girl.
Thank you, guys.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
In the Big Dave Show, happy opening day to you. Looking great for ball. Come on, sunny, 57 right now, 29 here at B105. So for the past couple of weeks, Ashley has started a dining out budget, trying to rein in her financial situation there, just become more fiscally responsible. And we set it at $52. Now, last week, you did good until the weekend, and then you blew it by $30 all of a sudden.
Yeah, I had blown it by like $1 on Saturday, and then Sunday I got invited to lunch, and I'm like, well, I'm already over a dollar. What's 29 more?
You can't have that attitude.
I know, bad mentality.
It's like, well, I'm already over, so I might as well go way over.
Yeah, I already popped one tire. Why not pop all three?
$52. So here we are. It's Thursday. It started again on Monday. It started with $52. So where are you at right now?
Okay, so it's Thursday.
And this is only for dining out, I should say.
I have all 52 doll hairs.
How about that?
I know.
Nice.
I know it. It's so, because through the week, I'm finding out that I'm well-fed. And actually, we're finding out that a lot of people weren't happy last week because I received so much free food. It was nuts. And I didn't think that I could go, you know, 2 for 2.
We thought that was an anomaly.
Yeah,
last week,
wild. But, okay. A ton of food dropped off to the station. We had a bunch of things going on. Well, this week, let's see, Monday, Kroger came in with a beer madness, and I was eating chicken wings and a corn dog and sliders. Tuesday was Crockpot Tuesday, where you not only made one dish.
Made the hot dog sauce and the apple pie in the crock pot. So you had that.
Along with Tuesday was our company cookout.
For pre-opening day, so there was a ton of food there.
Yes. And then I had gone to the grocery store last week, so I'm able to, you know, eat dinner at home.
That's nice.
Wednesday, yesterday, Bigby Coffee dropped off a lot of delicious, like, little goodies. Strudels, muffins, coffee.
Donut cake balls and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Bigby came through yesterday morning, and then I went to work at Arby's for a couple hours out in Harrison. Shout out to the Harrison cafeteria ladies there.
Brown sugar bacon BLT. You kept shouting that over and over yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I was like, say it with me. Brown sugar bacon. Brown sugar bacon. So I ate like 5 pounds of brown sugar bacon and a sandwich there.
And then what else last night?
Last night I had a salad at home and some shrimp.
Very
because
good.
Because I'm eating dinner at home.
So you're doing good. But now you're heading into opening day today, and then the weekend starts tomorrow. How are we going to do?
I mentioned I'm getting that Skyline Dip Burger at Front Street Cafe this afternoon.
Okay.
So I'm going to pay for that. Unless somebody pays for it, which that happens often.
Stop that.
I'm not soliciting for it to happen.
You absolutely are
soliciting. Sometimes it just happens. I don't know what, why.
You're going to walk in and go, we heard you mention this on the air today. It's on the house.
And I'm like, I can't accept.
Yes. You shouldn't. You should not.
No. I do know tomorrow I'm taking Papa John's to Jack's Glass out in Ellesmere.
Okay.
So I'm hoping maybe they, you know, slide me a slice.
They're going to give you some.
But I am going to lunch with Jess tomorrow. We're going to sushi, and I'll pay for that for sure.
All right. So, but that's, you have money to do that right now.
Yes, I do. I have $52. And then this weekend, I got Saturday Easter with my mom, Sunday Easter with my dad.
So that's all. You might make it.
I might make it. The slippery slope is Saturday night at the bar. Because we never specified if this counts for alcohol. Is it only food?
I think it's only food.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean go crazy there, you know.
Well, I don't.
But if the drink has a garnish in it, that's a it's food. All right.
Chick cultures don't come with a garnish.
Are you going to make it? We'll see.
$52. We're looking pretty. Sitting pretty. Eating good.
The Big Dave Podcast.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? And this morning we welcome Amanda into the courtroom. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, good morning.
And first of all, I want to congratulate you on your relationship because I understand it's Facebook official. I should.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry. I don't want. I'm rubbing salt on this wound already. Amanda, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Yeah, you are for sure.
That's what this is all about. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, 100%. So my boyfriend and I, we've been dating for 2 months and no joke, it's going great. He's awesome. But he made our relationship Facebook official and we had not one conversation about that.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden I get this notification that I've been tagged and that I'm in a relationship. I'm like, well, yeah, but not on Facebook. So, boom, there it is. It's out there, and I just think it's way too soon, and I don't appreciate it. He shouldn't have done that without asking me. But I got to say.
In 2 months, like.
2 months, yeah.
Yes.
Have you approached him about this, or are you wanting us to give you advice before you pursue this?
No, I have not yet. I just came to you guys first. I'm like, might as well just, you know, it's out there, so let's just even get it more out there. I'm just curious. What do you guys have to say?
Well, are you not, I mean, are you not in? Like, are you not only dating him or something?
No, I mean, I'm only dating him. I mean, I haven't certainly decided, like, he's the one, but right now he's the one I really like.
What is it? He's not Mr. Right, but he's Mr. Right Now?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Do you find that action being taken makes the relationship more serious then?
It totally does. And it actually has turned me, like, off. I'm just, like, I'm more mad about this, and maybe I should be, but it's, like, striking me such a wrong way. I'm like, we were doing so well. Why did you have to go and do that and mess it up?
Maybe he just really liked you and got excited. Oh, look at me making excuses for him.
You are.
Just trying to figure out, did he pressure you into changing your status? You said there's no conversation, right?
Which is odd.
He didn't mention it at all. We hadn't talked about it at all.
Maybe he's just a little bit more confident in it than you are, and he doesn't want to put the pressure on you. But he also wants to shut down all the single ladies that are reaching out to him.
Oh, or the single, is that happening?
Or the single guys reaching out to her.
Could be.
If he's a catch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's got other ladies, like, digging into him. I don't know. But, I mean, he knows that I've got circlers, but, I mean.
What'd you call them?
Circlers. I like that. They're in a holding pattern.
Oh, that's funny.
Sharks in the water.
Amanda, you had to approve this for it to go through. But if that wasn't the case, then everybody, I could type in right now.
I can't remember.
Yeah, you do. I could type in, I'm in a relationship with Jason Statt. And it would just say that.
Without his approval.
Yeah. You have to approve it.
I forgot about that.
So you approved it, obviously.
I did because it felt like even extra rude to not do it because we are in a relationship. But at the same time, I'm like, you should have asked me.
Yeah, because it's public. And, like, you know, if I knew her and all of a sudden it's like, oh, she's in a relationship, I'm going to be like, oh, with who? And then, you know, people are all up in your business because you're putting it, he's putting it out there.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have a closing argument here, Amanda, before we go to the jury and weigh in?
Yes. It was like a relationship courtesy, like a professional courtesy. You know, we're grown-ups. This isn't junior high. So, it's only been 2 months. We did not have a conversation about it.
Okay.
And you should have asked me first.
All right, Statman, go right ahead.
Every relationship kind of moves at its own pace. I mean, 2 months in, I was in love with my now wife, and we were in Alaska.
Yeah.
We went on a vacation.
Awesome.
So, you know, I feel like I should probably bow out of this.
Dad, I'm just started laughing because I just heard you making an excuse going, no, it's cold outside. I promise this never happened before.
What?
You're in Alaska.
Well, like, I'll warm you up?
No, I promise it's the cold weather.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I thought he was asking for cuddles.
Right church, wrong pew. Whoa.
All right. I didn't have that problem. It was never too cold in Alaska.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, moving on.
It was really easy to pop the tent.
All right.
Okay, so I'm just saying, it's not like you got married and he's putting it on there that you're married already. It's just in a relationship. So I don't know how serious that is, but I wouldn't worry about it. Man, if you got a good guy, just enjoy what you got.
All right, Ashley.
I'm trying to put myself in her shoes, and like, I wouldn't want someone doing that to me. You know?
Without talking to you about it.
It's a conversation I think we should both be having or agree upon. I don't know, though, because then if I really did like him and I was nervous to have the conversation, he went ahead and did it, then I would think it was nice. So, oh, God, I talked myself out of my own answer.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it first. That's where I'm saying. So I'm on your team.
All right, Amanda, I'm simply going to say 42 seconds. Do you know what that means?
Are we getting back to my last?
No, 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 no.
Come on.
No,
was it 42?
Come on. Don't give yourself that much credit. No. 42 seconds. Do you know what that means, Amanda?
What does that mean?
I don't.
Nobody here knows what that means when I say that. I wrote that down because at 42 seconds into our conversation today, you referred to this man as your boyfriend.
Oh.
You first thing you said to us was, well, my boyfriend. So, I'm having a hard time not making this Facebook official there.
Yeah, is he going to Easter? I mean, why not put him on the internet then, I guess?
I don't know. So, I'm going to side with him, but I think you should have had a talk about it a little bit there, too. So, let's see what our B105 jury has to say. 749-B105, also through the app, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you might want to call him real quick, because you just made it radio official without talking to him first.
Oh, boy.
True.
All right, 749-B105. Which side are you on? We'd love to hear. And also, the B105 app has got some great advice already.
Brian says, that poor guy should run now. She probably has an easier time committing to Duke's mayonnaise than relationships.
And Sarah says, you don't have to accept the Facebook notification. You didn't have to respond. Yeah. Well, we'll see what you think.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We heard from Amanda, who is a little upset that her boyfriend of 2 months, is this what we're dealing with here?
Yeah, 2 months.
Made it Facebook official. He changed his relationship status to in a relationship with her.
Without having a previous conversation about, hey, let's go Facebook official, or what do you think?
Yeah, but she accepted it. But never said anything, but she's upset about this and wanted to know our take on it. Jake from Mason, you are on team boyfriend. Why is that?
I'm on team boyfriend. It sounds like she's got some serious commitment issues. You know, I feel like men have a stigma these days that we're afraid to commit. And this guy, this poor dude, he's committed. He's committed to her. He's made it a point. He's put it out on social media. Like you guys said, you know, he's blocking himself off from any other woman. And I think she should appreciate that more. But I'm a little scared for him because it sounds like she's struggling with commitment.
Yeah, maybe that she's only got like 1 foot in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Jake.
Thanks, guys. Happy opening day.
Same to you. Lindsay, where are you falling on this one?
Well, I'm falling like you guys just said. Well, like you just said, 42 seconds, she said it was her boyfriend on the radio. So I think right there the conversation should be done. She put it on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Once you put it on the radio, too, man, that might be bigger than Facebook.
I think so.
That's a lot bigger than Facebook.
Tracy says, I'm on his side. Is she embarrassed? She accepted the tag. Shame on her.
Right.
And Otis says, this lady is playing the field. She doesn't want all the men she sees on the side to find out. She is making way too big of a deal. Hopefully he dumps her.
Whoa.
He needs a dumper.
Wow. Listen to this, man. You guys got the claws out this morning. I love it. All right, Lindsay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Got more coming through the B105 app.
Yeah, Caitlin says, I'm on his side. I mean, when my fiance and I first got together, within the first few months, I made it Facebook official and he was totally okay with it. If he wasn't, well, we wouldn't be getting married in less than a month. This guy is just proud to show off that he's got someone like her.
Oh, that's a nice way to say it. I love that.
And congrats to Caitlin on getting married.
Yeah.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Opening day here in Cincinnati, and it wouldn't be opening day without a big old Findlay Market parade. And our stat man is down there right now at the parade route as people are setting up. It starts at noon, but you got to get there early, don't you, Stat?
Yeah, so early that your cheeks turn red. That's how you're a real Reds fan. It's freezing down here, dude. Well, I'm right set up at Findlay Market, and I'm with James right now, who just rolled out literally the red carpet right now. James, what do you got going on today?
So today we are at the farm shed, which is where they typically do the farmer's market behind Findlay Market. We're going to do face painting, and we're going to be doing photos for social media of people walking the red carpet in their Reds opening day looks.
Oh, right on, right on. And you're decked out. You got a nice sport coat on, your white pants, looking snappy.
Absolutely. You got to dress for the part.
So how many Reds opening day parades have you attended? And
this will be number three.
Number three. Any fond memories of parades in the past?
It's just all the wonderful people. I love to do the setup. It's going to be just music everywhere, lots of energy, and lots of fun getting ready for the walk.
And lots of food, too, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks, James. And I'm going to walk this red carpet. Guys, it's a lot of fun. It's like the anticipation is building right now. They're shutting down the roads. They're putting out those little bicycle racks everywhere. It really is like about to explode down here, and I'm kind of feeling the excitement.
Oh, it's hard not to, Stat Man. And you got extra excitement today because your daughters, Stacy and Jane, are going to be in the parade.
Yes. Look for the Northern Kentucky Collaboration Band, which is like five different high schools in Northern Kentucky combined together and marching as one giant marching band. And yeah, both of my daughters are going to be twirling flags as they go along through the city streets.
That's awesome.
I love that. All right. Well, Stat Man, have fun. We'll catch back up with you here in a bit.
Hey, let's go Red!
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming from the guy who electrified not just the city of Cincinnati last summer, but the whole baseball world when the Reds called up number 44.
Ellie De La Cruz.
Ellie De La Cruz, man. There was Ellie fever everywhere. The guy was phenomenal. He, like, hit for the cycle one game. He stole home.
I feel like he stole a lot of hearts,
too. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, whoa.
We loved him. The only thing is, being born in the Dominican Republic, Ellie did not speak English. So every time he spoke with the media after one of these just crazy games, he had to have an interpreter, a translator for him there. But yesterday, something happened, and this is where the good vibes begin, because Ellie De La Cruz in the offseason learned how to speak English.
Gosh, on top of practice everything else?
Yes. And not only that, he had his first English-speaking press conference yesterday, and it went great.
Yeah, it's so important to me because now you guys understand what I say. And it's important to the fans to understand me and me understand the fans. And I put a lot of work on my English, and I think I'm doing good job. That's what I think. I don't know.
I love it. So, yes. Same. It just makes you feel good. What a hard-working young man to do that.
Agreed. And think about all the young fans, any fan, getting to meet him now. You can have a conversation with him.
You absolutely can. And finally, reporters can ask him questions, and he can give them an answer instead of a guy next to him saying what he just said. And they did. They said, Ellie, because this is his first opening day here in Cincinnati, how you feeling?
A really good team. It's a lot of expectation from this team. But it's not only expectation. We got to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. And I'm so excited about it. It's going to be a great day.
Hey, there you go. Listen to him. I think he's doing a great job. Ellie De La Cruz, please have a monster season. But you're already winning our hearts with this. Thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105.
More of the
Big Dave Podcast.
B105, The Big Dave Show. It is opening day here in Cincinnati, and I will be doing something really fun today at the game. I'm excited about this because last year when we had the Zach Brown Band show after the Reds game, they asked me to do Split the Pot, to be the guest seller at the Reds Split the Pot booth.
How cool.
For the Reds Community Fund, and I did it, and I had a blast, and they said, Dave, do you want to do it on opening day this year? Why not?
What an honor. You're like a vet now, too.
I am. Well, this guy can attest to that. He is the director of the Reds Community Fund. Charlie Frank from the Reds joins us. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Big Dave. How you doing?
We're all great, man. Come on, it's opening day in Cincinnati. How can we be anything but?
That is so true. Yeah, it is. Isn't this just a special day?
Yes.
It doesn't matter, you know, really what's going on with the team. This is such an important day in our region, and when the team is young and exciting and hungry like this one, it just makes it all the more enjoyable.
It sure does. And what I will be doing today is I am in the booth and people come up and they buy and then, you know, split the pot. It's as easy as that. That's how it works. Whatever the total is, you get half of it at the end of the game. Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes. And you know what? That jackpot we've had open for a few weeks because we've got these early bird prizes.
Yeah.
And it's over 70. I'm looking at it right now. It's over $72,000. It's already climbed about $2,500 since I arrived earlier this morning. It's moving fast. And you know what? I mean, we had such a blast with you last year, Big Dave, when you were there for the Zach Brown show. And I got your listeners won't be surprised and your crew won't be surprised. But of all the folks that we had that came and helped us out in this celebrity role, you arrived early. You sold the whole time. You stayed the whole time. You helped us shut this place down. It was such a pleasure. And we were so impressed, man, with how your fans just flocked to you and how great you are with them. So we're thrilled to have you back.
Oh,
wow. What a compliment.
Wow.
Now, did you check his pockets last time when he was leaving? I'm just kidding. But well, wow, over 70 grand. You can buy a lot of ballpark beers with that.
But actually, that doesn't even count because that's not the people that are coming up, because that stand is just tremendously busy all the time during the game. And there's people walking around throughout the stadium selling them as well. Whew. So do you think we could get almost maybe a record-breaking pot today, Charlie?
I'm really hoping. I mean, we've been over 200 on this day before.
Whoa.
Which is great. It makes it a terrific outcome for the Reds Community Fund and all of our baseball and softball and education programs. And it makes it an awfully exciting draw. It's kind of like, you know, the lotto. When it gets above a certain level, it feels like everybody needs to play. And we're approaching that point here, so we're really hoping people do. And, you know, you don't have to be at the Reds game in order to be a part of our Split the Pot program. You just have to go to Reds5050.com. You have to be in the state of Ohio to play. You don't have to reside in the state of Ohio. You just have to be in the state of Ohio when you play, and you have to be 18 years of age or older.
So is that Reds 50-50, wow, like 5-0?
Oh, Big Dave, it is. I'm on the website right now.
Oh, actually, it's already. Okay.
Reds5050.com. Oh, my goodness. Right now, I could win $36,381, half of that $72,000.
But it's only going to go up today.
It's gonna go up, yeah. You know what? Over the past few years, you know, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, we've done about 100. So we're really hoping that it gets above 200, and that would be a pretty much near record territory for us.
Yeah,
and for folks that you know that are interested in this, because I know that so many people are playing, you know, 50-50s, whether it's at church raffles or whether it's for, you know, fundraisers, sporting events. You know, again, you could play with us anytime. We're going to draw after opening day. We draw at the end of every home series, so we'll draw again on Sunday after the Washington series wraps, and then we'll draw at the end of the Met series next week. But if you go online, you can play anytime. There'll be a jackpot open literally 24/7.
Currently, I am buying 44 tickets for $20.
Look at you.
You got the Ellie special.
The Ellie special.
I love it.
And when I win it, we're going to call it the Ashley special.
The Ashley de la cruising into the money there. Okay, Charlie Frank, head of the Reds Community Fund. You guys do great work to help kids all around the tri-state play baseball, softball, and everything. So it's an honor to help you out today. I'll see you down there at Great American Ballpark this afternoon.
All right, Big Dave, we look forward to seeing you. And Ashley De La Cruz, can't wait till you win.
Thank you. Happy opening day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Q105, the Big Dave Show, opening day here in Cincinnati, and Statman is down getting ready for the Findlay Market opening day parade. Statman, what's going on?
Oh, you can feel the excitement building. We're down at Findlay Market right now. I'm with Kelly Lansard, your president, CEO, marketing director. You do it all for Findlay Market.
Some of those things, yes, yes, all that is true.
Now, you can tell us what kind of excitement is building right now, and what do you guys got going on down here?
You can feel it, right?
Yeah. Like,
it is coming alive. The market is coming alive. The streets are coming alive. The market house is opening. Our storefronts are opening. Our volunteers are here. We've got about 75 volunteers that are making this parade possible, and people are starting to line up already.
Yeah, the red carpet's rolled out. You got face painting about to get started.
Yeah.
You know, people bringing their families down here. Yeah. What are some of the can't-miss things that are happening at Findlay Market?
Super good question. We've got some of the faves every year. So St. Veronica's, the kids are dressing up as baseball legends. So look out for them this year. Cool. The Flying Pig always does a great job. Yeah. But what I will say, a merchant, Barleyans, they have a boat this year, and their costumes are outstanding.
That, yep, that's
a boat.
Taking a float to another degree.
It's happening.
There.
It All sure right. is. Look out for that. And of course, our friend Jim Scott is the honorary grand marshal this year.
Good friend of mine. Yeah. Yeah. Marty Brenneman's celebrating 50 years of broadcasting the Reds. Going to be down here
Lots
too.
Lots of people here today.
Now, my favorite thing is when the horses come galloping down the street and it echoes off the buildings.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite moments, maybe from the past parades?
Really great question. The marching bands are near and dear to my heart. Near and dear to my heart. I love
Mine,
them.
Too. You want to know why? I got two daughters that are going to be marching in the parade
today?
This year. Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
So the Northern Kentucky band's kind of all teamed together, and they're all marching as one, and my daughter's going to be twirling flags as they go.
So you'll get to stop and watch?
Yes.
Amazing.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Yeah.
The parade kicks off about noon.
Not about at noon this year. We're starting on time.
On the dot.
On the dot.
Yeah, the streets are already shutting down.
Yeah.
You got the cops out here putting out the bicycle racks.
Yep.
Cool. Hey, thanks so much, and good luck on a great opening
day.
How could it go wrong? It's a holiday here.
Happy opening day, everyone.
Let's get it. Go Reds on three. Ray, one, two, three.
Go Reds!
Yeah. All right.
Big Dave Podcast.
Well, it wasn't anybody kind of night for the Powerball. It was drawn last night, and now nobody got it. So $935 million on Saturday night for Powerball. So we all know Mega Millions, the $1.13 billion was won yesterday. So we'll see what happens, but there's lots of money out there. And Ashley has tried to grab it every week at the Queen of Hearts game.
The Queen of Hearts drawing, and I've been going maybe for a month now.
It feels like
every
it, yeah.
Wednesday night, and I'm going because, you know, the winnings are getting up there. $139,000, I think, is what it's at.
Oh, right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So last night, you know, they draw a name. I can't remember who it was. And then they go over to the deck of cards and flip over that number. I believe it was 38. And it was a queen of spades.
Oh, oh,
but just think about if you're that person and you hear queen and like your heart has to be fluttering.
Yes.
Pee your
Time
pants.
Stops.
Something. So it rolls on to next week. But after they do the big drawing, they do several little drawings, $50, $100, $500.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call
any
$500 little.
There?
And I'm like crossing my fingers because I'm going to Morgan Wallen and Indy next week. And I'm like, that money could really help. Nothing. I am bad luck.
But you did win 50 a few weeks back.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
So,
I had luck on my side a couple weeks ago.
So
it's been striking out ever since.
So now that the Queen of Spades has been turned over, that's it. There's not another chance for the Queen of Spades, right?
There's not another chance for the Queen of Spades. And the number 38, if that is the number from last night, is eliminated.
Okay.
So you can no longer put that on your ticket.
How many cards are left?
You know what? Hold on. Let me look at a quick.
Because it could go on for months.
It's a whole deck. Quick pick. Hold, please. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 20.
Wow.
Wait,
this
I'm counting the wrong
summer.
Ones. I'm counting the ones that have already been flipped over.
Well, it sounds like half the deck anyway is left.
I'm counting. Okay. Like 20.
20. Okay. Less than half the deck. All right, so.
And it could pop up at any week, though. Even though there's that many cards doesn't mean that's
good. Yeah.
It's true. And the number that I've been playing has not been selected yet.
But you don't even want to tell where this place is because you don't want more people going out there.
Correct.
All right.
It'll shorten my chances.
The Queen of Hearts drawing will roll on. Will you be able to go next week with your going to Morgan Wallen?
I should be able to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I should be able to go there.
All right, good luck. And what's it up to next week?
Well, it just depends how much money it makes this week, but I'm pretty sure it made like, I think last week it was 129, so it made 10 grand.
All righty.
I think.
$150 or so,
if I win,
or?
Y'all, and go to Morgan Wallen the next day, I don't know if I'll be back.
I'm buying everybody in the stadium a drink.
I don't think I could afford it, actually.
6-4.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Today, Mark Burns from Petersburg, Kentucky. How you doing, Mark?
I'm going good. How are you?
Oh, we're all doing great. And first of all, welcome to the country club.
Thank you.
Yeah, does anybody ever call you Mr. Burns?
Yes, all the kids do.
Yeah, well, you're a custodian there at Connor Middle School, so I bet you get that a lot, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You ever find lipstick on the mirror?
No, not yet. I find all the other stuff, but I can't say it.
Oh, man. I bet your job is a surprise every day out there, isn't it, buddy?
Yes, it is.
So on the way to work, you're listening to us, which we appreciate. What do you like the most about B105?
Just the way that you all, you know, get the show going, get me all hyped up and ready to go to work, and, you know, just listen to all of you guys chit-chat back and forth between all the recipes you all put out on the air, and it just, you know, you guys make me happy and just make me get my day started.
Aww. He loves all our nonsense.
Yeah, all our goofiness. Yeah. You listen to our silliness and then go to school and probably have to listen to more of it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Mark, you're great, man. We sure do appreciate you. And I tell you what, some of you custodians at these schools, you're the unsung heroes of the educational process there.
Yes.
You take care of a lot. I'm sure you got teachers, staff, students coming to you all the time asking for favors.
Yep, and administrators, too.
Yeah.
Well, some heroes have superpowers. You have sawdust to throw down.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Well, you got your jersey now. The next thing we got to do is play the next song on B105 just for you, Mr. Mark Burns. What do you want to hear?
I like it. I love it from Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Like it. You love it. You want some more of it. New Country Club member, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.